together, but let's just try to lock that in. And also, now you're on the outside, you can listen.
Yeah.
All right. So, the other thing, Goody, the other thing that might help you is if your hi-hat is a little crisper, you kind of bounce your heel on every note, as opposed to, which is a little, is that where it is? Just have a definite start and end.
Oh, okay, okay. So, my, like, oh,
all right, let's try a one, two, one, two, three, impression I get listening to bass players with really good time. It's just that it's about, you know, appreciating the full value of each note. Ding, 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 ding. As opposed to ding, and then the next one will be somewhere in there.
And the skip note, sometimes you rush. You know, that dum, dum, ga-dum, dum.
Right.
When you hear that ga-dum thing, that's one of the things that you screw up in.
That's what you were talking about, right? That I was not getting that quite.
Sometimes it was a little early. And that kind of, try a little bit more. And
for someone that only played drums twice, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's a drum lesson too.
Don't forget that. But time applies to everybody, so
they call him
Goody
for a reason.
They don't have two shoes in there, do they?
And why don't you, let's involve you two guys a little bit. Why don't you guys just comp
the underside of this?
Comp and a two and a four. One, two, four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, three, four. That helps lock it in, too, because they're playing a subdivision. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so get the way of your whole foot behind that. Exactly. There you go. All right. Yeah, without going faster. One, two, let's take it a little slower so you can really feel that. All right, one, two, one, two, three, four.
Actually, it's funny, that was a slow speed, but it felt good. It didn't feel the first time the slow
it's,
speed feels good.
Oftentimes, tempo is, or at least energy, it's tempo, yes, but it's also just intensity.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play really slow and have it feel fast in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of propulsion behind the beat. Yeah, a lot of that has to do with cymbals, it has to do with attack. That felt good with you guys, too. Feel how that locks in? When you're comping on ands, especially if these guys are just playing quarter notes, you're the thing in between. So at some tunes at some tempos, comping instruments are really important for just delineating where the time is and where the swing feel is. Yeah. Yeah, that felt great. Let's move on for now. Let's try an artist, actually.
Practice on that one?
Yeah.
We were practicing that one.
Okay, go for it.
No brushes.
it's a classic swinger, so you want to really get that, get the quarter notes feeling nice.
That's interesting. Like really locked in time.
Yeah.
Keeping that swing, it can suddenly make a slower song feel.
It's an intense thing.
That's way stronger.
Yeah. Weird thing. So you've got the head on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you guys know what those hits are in the head?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you got it.
I don't think he does all of those on the... I scared myself.